The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahigh Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elias, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding area, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the internet. I'm Roy Elias, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. Coming up on March the 28th, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction, scheduled for a 5 o'clock start at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served at 6. Tickets are still available, but they are going fast. Individual tickets, just $50. And if you would like a table sponsorship, perhaps, you can be accommodated as well. March the 28th, the last Saturday in the month of March 2026. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Our broadcast location presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy for West Main Street in Walla Walla. And tonight we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside in the Wahigh Gym, where the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams will be playing host to the Southridge Suns in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action. And the ruckus you hear in the background, the end of the boys junior varsity game unfolding as we speak. The Wahigh Blue Devils trailing the Southridge Suns with 41 and a half seconds remaining in the fourth quarter by a score of 54-53. Another free throw will tie this ball game up with just 41 and a half seconds remaining. As you all know, our pregame show presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. Three-point field goals tonight will be presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes that Perry wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And our heartiest thanks to George and Chase Hessler of Edward Jones for every three-point field goal made by the Blue Devil boys and girls basketball teams this season. Those good folks will be donating $10 to Big Blue Boosters. We thank them oh so very much. Our quarters will be presented tonight by our good friend and former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored tonight by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines will be brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And our substitutions tonight will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. And we're happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And as you all know, our halftime report will be presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And, of course, since this is a Blue Devil basketball doubleheader, I should say halftime reports tonight will be presented by Land Title of Walla Walla County. And our halftime statistics will be presented tonight by our friends and Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And we also want to tell you that our postgame show be presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during that show, we will be featuring our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game and final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And during the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, we will be featuring starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball, a Coach's Corner interview with Wahai girls basketball coach Mike Clark. And coming up next, a player profile for your listening pleasure presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We'll have that player profile interview for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street, in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by another freshman member of the Wahai girls basketball team for our player profile segment. Molly Franklin joins us this time around. And Molly, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to a Tuesday practice leading up to the resumption of Mid-Columbia Conference play against Kamiokin and Kennewick. And then just around the corner, the Southridge Suns will be making their way to the Wahai gym on January the 6th. Now, I began my player profile interview with Gracie Pierce talking about how you're a freshman and you're on the varsity. You're not on the JV. You're not on freshman A. You're not on the C team. You're on varsity. How amazing is it from your standpoint to be on the Wahai girls varsity basketball team?
I feel very grateful and I very, like, I don't know. It's really intimidating just because all the girls are so much older, and it feels like I didn't have as much like time, but I think it's really good practice just to get used to the speed of the game, and I'm really blessed to be able to have this opportunity.
I understand that the seniors were very, very welcoming to the freshmen coming in, so did that give you a little sense of belonging, so to speak?
Yes, very much so. I was very scared the first few practices. I definitely not myself. I was very quiet, but like, I don't think there was one person that wasn't like willing to help me out, willing to talk to me, just really bringing me in and making me feel like it was really a good part of a family to be in.
Now, has basketball been a big part of your life?
I would say so. I've been playing since I was in like kindergarten, and travel started in like fifth grade. There was tournaments almost every weekend, but I really have like just grown so many connections, and all of these connections have still stayed with me to this day, and I'm just want to continue basketball as it's helped me so much.
And tell us about the grind that is involved when you're going to these tournaments and so forth, not once a month, not twice a month, when you're in a situation where you're basically doing something every single weekend. I would think that it has its share of wear and tear, but how do you manage when you have a schedule that challenging?
It's really easy to get burnt out just because it's like so relentless. It's just always going on, but it's also with like some of my favorite people, so it's really easy to just like stay motivated, like be able to just continue doing it. And it definitely has an effect on your body, though. It's really tiring, but I think it's also really easy just to have rest days, and there's other things you can work on outside of practice that just help you restore.
And is basketball the only sport you participate in at Walla Walla High School or not?
No, I also participated in volleyball this fall.
And how was your volleyball experience?
It was probably one of the best experiences I've had. I made JV, so I didn't know anyone on that team going into it, and I really made so many more friends, and it was just a really good opportunity to just like do something that was outside of my friends, so it just got me out of my comfort zone. I think that was a really good experience.
Now, as far as the spring sports are concerned, I didn't hear you mention a spring sport. With that said, if you were to participate in a spring sport, what would it be and why?
Probably track, just because it helps me with my stamina, mostly relating to basketball, and just so I can stay in shape. I think that would be a really good way to stay in shape, but I also kind of just need a break, so.
Yes, indeed. And in track and field, what events could you see yourself participating in?
Probably just like the 100 and 200. I don't think I could. 400 looks really hard, but I think if I had to have another event, that's what it would be.
Well, regardless of what the spring has in the future for you, or perhaps the rest of your basketball career at Walla Walla High School, Molly Franklin, we wish you the very, very best, and we certainly wish your teammates the very, very best the remainder of this 2025-26 basketball season. And we want to thank freshman Molly Franklin for joining us for our Player Profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And Head Coach Mike Clark, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to the resumption of Mid-Columbia Conference play. The last leg on this Friday, Saturday, Tuesday scenario, the Southridge Suns coming to the Wahigh Gym for a January 6th matchup. And in terms of wins and losses, this is a team that the Blue Devils have had their share of success against, but with that said, from one year to the next, you just never know, do you?
Yeah, they've been young the last few years, and they'll be better this year. We beat them twice last year, but they've gotten better, and it'll be a tough matchup. It's a 3A game, which are all the 3A games are so important to us, and so it'll be a battle, but we'll be ready.
One of the more memorable games, without question, I think it was just a couple of seasons ago in the Teresa Riebel era, the Blue Devils went into the game heavily favored, despite the fact they did not have the services of one Cammy Martin. And that doggone thing went overtime, and everybody is, oh my gosh, talking about walking on eggshells and walking on a hockey rink and so forth. Boy, it was very, very rough sledding for the fourth quarter of that game especially. Blue Devils had a double-digit lead, as I recall, up 39-25 in the third quarter, and then all of a sudden there was a young lady from Southridge that hit three threes at the outset of the fourth quarter to get the Suns back into the game. And then the Blue Devils had a chance to win in regulation, but a lay-in off the mark on the part of Jalen Davenport. But in the end, the Blue Devils came out with the victory, and boy, there were a lot of sighs of relief after that one.
Yeah, we've had some great games with them, and it's kind of became a little bit of a rivalry with them and us in the 3A grouping in our league, and it's always a good game. This year we will have to be ready for their pressure. They want to play up tempo, and they have some guards who are good at driving the ball, and they got a couple shooters, so it'll be a good game.
As we speak, any surprises in the league at all in terms of the standings in the Mid-Columbia Conference thus far?
I don't think so. Chihuahua, I think, is kind of far and away the team to beat. But other than that, there's a lot of teams kind of in the middle of the league who they can beat each other, and we've seen that. You know, Richland and Kamaya can go to overtime. Richland-Southridge game was very close. So it's all those teams that, depending on if shots fall or how you play, if you can take care of the ball, it's a tough night every night in the league.
And this is the time of year when we not only worry about the injury bug, we also worry about the cough here, the sniffle here, and all that. And it appears that so far this year, knock on wood, of course, that the Blue Devils have been able to avoid the sickness bug.
Yeah, we've had a few girls sick here and there, but they played through it. And, you know, we always have that conversation that don't share water bottles and take care of yourself. Get rest when you can and drinking liquids and trying to eat something decent. And so far the girls are trying to adhere to that, I think, a little bit.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls in just a few minutes. Kicking off our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Tuesday night, the Blue Devils playing host to the Southridge Suns. And we continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show by taking a look at the Mid-Columbia Conference standings at the present time. Class 4-H Chiawana leads the pack with a 6-0 conference record. The Riverhawks 9-0 on the season. The top 3A team is Hermiston. The Lady Bulldogs 5-1, 7-1 overall. Then you have the Southridge Suns, second in the 3A ranks. Southridge is 4-2 in the conference and an impressive 7-2 overall. Then you have Class 4A Kamiakin at 4-2. The Braves 6-3 overall. Class 4A Richland is 3-2 in the conference. Lady Bombers are 5-3 overall. The next 3A team is the Kennewick Lions, an even Steven record in league, 3-3. Lady Lions are 4-5 overall. Then you have the Blue Devils at 2-4 in MCC play. The Blue Devils are 3-6 overall. Then you have Class 4A Pasco at 1-5. The Bulldogs are 2-7 overall, as is Class 4A Hanford, 1-5 and 2-7. And then the Class 3A Sageview Lobos, they are 0-5 in conference play. Overall, a record of 0-6. We will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. In just a few minutes, the Wahai Blue Devil girls will be taking on the Southridge Suns in the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Tuesday night. And our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with starting lineups. They're presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Southridge Suns, as announced by head coach Derek Leite. At forward, Heidi Leonard Mercado. She is 5 feet 7 inches tall and a freshman. Joan Mercado at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a junior. Olivia Mercado at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a sophomore. Rayleigh McMullen at guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a sophomore, and Taylor Luce at guard, 5 feet 7 inches tall and a junior. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark, at guard, Shayla Creason, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Gracie Pierce at post, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a freshman. Lucy Billingsley at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Delilah Franzen at a guard slash post, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. And Corinne Hayes at post, 6 feet tall and a senior. Those are the starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing. He'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that's going to do it for our pregame show here tonight. It's presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And a quick note to pass along from Wahai Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. He states that Wahai girls bowlers were victorious, defeating at Kamiakin by 2,000 pins to 1,650 to improve to 10-1 on the season. And that ties a school record for most wins in a season. So our heartiest congratulations to the Wahai girls bowlers. Again, victors over the Kamiakin Braves. We'll be back to the Wahai gym with more after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls in just a couple of minutes will be taking on the Southridge Suns in a Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. The Blue Devils coming off a double loss over the weekend, losing here in the Wahai Gym to the Kamiakan Braves 57-49. They were defeated 57-45 on Saturday night by the Lady Lions of Kennewick over in the Lions Den. A couple of winnable games. The Blue Devils hoping for much better luck here tonight, but it figures to be a tough challenge against a much improved Southridge basketball team that again comes into play tonight with a record of 4-2 in conference play. Some good news and bad news to report from action earlier this evening. First, the bad news. The Wahai boys and junior varsity lost a tough one at 2 Southridge, 55-53. They had a three-point shot in the closing seconds, but it was off the mark, and Southridge survived and escaped with that two-point triumph. Meanwhile, the Wahai girls junior varsity, another victory under the guidance of Hebrew Ingram. The Blue Devils defeating Southridge 37-30 in the girls junior varsity contest. And now from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, here is our national anthem. And now, the Wahai Fight Song! And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And our first quarter this evening, presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. We're going to get this contest underway at 5:50 on this Tuesday night. Delilah Friends in jumping center for the Blue Devils, and she easily wins the tip against Braylee McMullen, and we are underway. Going down hard inside, slipping on the deck is Delilah Franzen, and the ball to Southridge on the Blue Devil turnover. Hope Delilah is okay. Boy, she took quite a spill as she accepted a pass from the midcourt area down in the low post. A thud and quite the ooh and ah from the crowd assembled here in the Wahai gym after that sequence. Southridge with its first possession of the ball game. The Blue Devils opening up in a lady-to-lady defense. Near side with the basketball is Mercado. Gets it up top. Now it's on the near side. Driving is Olivia Mercado. Gets it inside for a shot put up and missed by Leonard Mercado. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Southridge. Suns to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. McMullen to get it in. Does so on the near side. Shot an air ball by Leonard Mercado. Offensive rebound taken by Southridge. Shot from the far side for three is up and good by Luce. Taylor Luce drains the three, and Southridge out to a 3-0 lead in the early stages of this opening quarter. And they pick up in the backcourt. Corinne Hayes with a basketball. Two-handed pass near side to Creason. Creason front court. Off for Corinne Hayes, trailing the play. Far side, Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley with a basketball on the dribble. Shot clock at 10. Far side to Franzen. Gets it down low for Hayes. Shot on the way up and good for Corinne Hayes. Nice shot just off low post right side, and it's a 3-2 ball game in favor of Southridge. Three from the far side put up and missed off the rim by Raleigh McMullen, and the Blue Devils come away with the basketball. Hayes with a pass in the front court. It goes off of Franzen and out of bounds. First deflected by Southridge and then off of Delilah and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. 6:28 left in the first quarter. Southridge 3, the Blue Devils with 2. Joan Mercado with a basketball on the near side to Luce. Pass inside, almost knocked away, but it's taken by Olivia Mercado. Gets it back in the near corner from Luce, drives into the lane, almost lost the ball, still in the dribble. Now she has the ball ripped away by Delilah Franzen. Franzen, far side, off for Creason. Back to Franzen. Franzen inside for Gracie Pierce. The ball is knocked away, recovered by Gracie Pierce. Far side, Creason for three, and that one's off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound is going to be fought for, and a foul is going to be called. Going to be called on Delilah Franzen. Rebounding foul on Delilah Franzen of the Blue Devils. That's the first foul of the ball game. It comes with 2 minutes and a second gone in this opening quarter. Southridge 3, the Blue Devils 2. And again, delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Tuesday night. Mercado with a bounce pass inside to Mercado. Shot blocked inside. Leonard Mercado gets it back, gets it on the near side to Olivia Mercado, and we're going to have a foul called on the Blue Devils, a foul on the drive. That is called on Gracie Pierce. And Southridge will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court with 5:44 left in the first quarter. 3-2 in favor of Southridge. Haley McMullen to inbound the basketball. Near side to Luce, goes around the screen, puts up a three over Hayes. It's off the glass for three. Don't know if she called the bank, but it counts as 3 points anyway. Blue Devils throw the ball away in the backcourt. The ball taken by Leonard Mercado. She has it on the near wing. Three-pointer put up. It's an air ball. But the rebound is taken by Southridge. Here is Luce driving far side, and she is going to be bumped and fouled by Franzen. And the Blue Devils not off to a real good start here tonight. as Delilah Franson picks up her second personal and the team's third. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Molly Franklin into the ball game for the Blue Devils for Delilah Franson. 6-2 Southridge, 5:21 left in the first quarter. A nice out-of-bounds play. Shot put up and blown by Leonard Mercado, and the Blue Devils get the rebound. Billingsley is double-teamed. No, it's Franklin. She lost the ball, and the ball is put up and in by Olivia Mercado. Another Blue Devil turnover. This one cashed in by Southridge, and the Suns lead by a score of 8-2. Here is Hayes driving far side, throws it up off the glass, no good, but she is bodied and fouled is Corinne Hayes. That's the first foul of the game on Southridge. It is called on Olivia Mercado. Southridge roster, very interesting. They have a Leonard Mercado, Joan Mercado, and Olivia Mercado. Also a couple of McMullins and a couple of Gillespies and a partridge in a pear tree. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Corinne Hayes up and good. 5:02 left in the first. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is also good for Corinne Hayes. And it's now an 8-4 ball game in favor of the Southridge Suns. Joan Mercado with a basketball. On the near side it goes to McMullen. And now an illegal screen going to be called as a pass is accepted on the far side by Luce. Foul is called on Olivia Mercado, and that is two fouls on Mercado, and she will check out of the ball game. A zip zone Conoco substitution for the Suns. Erin Sloat into the contest. Southridge pressuring in the backcourt, looping pass in for Billingsley, able to get away from Sloat, brings the ball into the front court, stops at the free throw line, gets it up top for Corinne Hayes. Hayes on the dribble far side, almost had the ball knocked away by Joan Mercado. Now it's off to Lucy Billingsley. 15 seconds and counting on the shot clock. Near side, Creason with a basketball. Gets it down low for Pierce. Pierce into the lane. Shot up, no good, but Gracie is fouled. And that foul is whistled on Leonard Mercado. Three team fouls assigned, and Gracie Pierce to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here is the first. It is up, and it is good. 8-5 Southridge, 4:30 remaining to be played in the first quarter. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Gracie Pierce in the air, and it's good. Much to the delight, I'm sure, of Grandpa Harley Pierce across the way, taking in this contest. 8-6 in favor of Southridge. Suns in possession of the basketball. Shot clock at 17. Far side, it's McMullen. Braley pass inside. Lane is blocked inside. The attempt by Sloat, and the ball blocked by the Blue Devils. And Wahai comes the other way after the empty Southridge possession. Lucy Billingsley in possession of the basketball, near side to Creason. Back up top to Billingsley. Inside for Hayes. Little baby hook, left it short. The rebound off to Joan Mercado. Mercado down the far side. Going to stop in the low block. And she'll get it on the far side to McMullen, and a travel is going to be called on Southridge. The Suns turn it over in a zip zone Conoco substitution. Naomi Otis into the ball game. She is in for Heidi Leonard Mercado. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Southridge 8, Wahai 6. 3:41 and counting left in the first quarter. Lucy Billingsley with a basketball. Lucy on the dribble. Southridge in a lady-to-lady defense. Far side Pierce. Free throw line extended. Couple of dribbles by Gracie. Looking for a cutter. Finds Billingsley at the top of the key. Shot clock at 10. Looping pass inside for Hayes. Hayes will lay it up. No good. Was a little out of control. Offensive rebound taken by Creason. And Creason is going to be tied up. And the alternating possession arrow favors Southridge. 8-6 Southridge. 3:18 left in the first quarter. Here comes Joan Mercado for the Suns. Far side, Raylee McMullen. Far corner, it goes to the new kid on the block, Otis. Three from the far side, up and good. Otis drains the three, and Southridge leads 11-6. A bad pass into the front court by the Blue Devils, and Wahai turns the basketball over. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight. At Edward Jones, if you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Lane inside, put up and missed by Braylee McMullen. Blue Devils come the other way. Corinne Hayes with the basketball, and she is grabbed and fouled in the backcourt by Braylee McMullen. 33. Bit of a frustration foul there. And that is four fouls in the first quarter on Southridge. The Blue Devils to inbound in the backcourt along the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side. The ball into Creason. Creason hands it off to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive into the lane. Nice bounce pass for Pierce, who lays the ball up and in. Gracie Pierce with four, and it's an 11-8 ball game in favor of Southridge. 2:25 and counting left in the first quarter. Loose out front with the basketball. Far side, Joan Mercado. She'll drive on the far side, cut off by Hayes. Bounce pass on the sideline, far side. Shot put up and missed for three by Sloat. And the Blue Devils with the rebound. Here is Billingsley with the basketball. She'll drive. Stop at the high post near side. Little baby hook is good for Billingsley. Lucy. 11-10 Southridge. 1:56 and counting left in the first quarter. Loose with the basketball. Top of the key extended. Pass on the near side to Joan Mercado. Now it is off to Otis. Pounce inside. Nice pass to Sloat. Sloat goes up for the shot. It was blocked, but she was fouled. And that foul is called on Gracie Pierce. That is her second personal. And Sloot to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 1:46 left in the first. First free throw bangs off the front of the rim. No good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Raylan McNeil and Delilah Franzen in for the Blue Devils to the sideline. Shayla Creason and Gracie Pierce. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Sloat on its way, and it's good. She splits the pair, and Southridge leads by 2, 12-10. McNeil into the front court with a basketball, stops far side. In the far corner to Delilah Franzen. She'll drive along the baseline, near side Billingsley. Short baseline jumper is short, and the rebound comes off to Sloat. And we have a timeout called, a 30-second timeout called by Southridge with 1:30 left in the first. 12-10 Southridge, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Eli coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The timeout period is over. Southridge with the ball and the lead. Suns 12, Blue Devils 10. There's a long three out front. Few obstructed by an official. It is Loose knocking down the three. That is three threes in the first quarter for Loose, and Southridge leads by 5, 15-10. McNeil goes in a little out of control, lost the ball out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn it over. She looked to knife her way through a double team, did so, but then lost possession of the basketball. At the next dead ball, Lainey Hand will check in for the Blue Devils. Mercado far side with the basketball, gets it on the wing to Loose. In the far corner to Mercado. Joan along the baseline, lays it up and missed it. Rebound comes off to Franklin. For the final minute, time remaining first quarter, 15-10 in favor of Southridge. Lucy Billingsley with the basketball. Lucy on the dribble, far side to Franzen. Free throw line extended, back up top to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley on the far side to Delilah Franzen. Franzen, pass for McNeil, goes over her head and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn it over. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Hand and Makaya Lawyer in for the Blue Devils. And in for Southridge, Emmeline Gillespie, along with Brody McMullen. 33 seconds left in the first quarter, 15-10 in favor of Southridge. Sloat with the basketball. Picked up by Makaya Lawyer. Hands it off on the near side to Loose. Loose to the high post. Gets it up top to Gillespie. Now it's on the far side with the basketball is McMullen. Now a drive near side. And a foul going to be called on the Blue Devils. A nice strong drive at near side on the part of Southridge, on the part of Luce. And she is fouled by Lawyer of the Blue Devils. That is five fouls in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And Luce to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Southridge. Mallory Eidler checks in, and she is in for Sloat. With 13 and 6/10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Luce is off the back of the rim, and the rebound going to be fought for. Delilah Franzen knocked to the deck, and she is fouled on the play. That's going to mean free throws for the Blue Devils. That is the fifth foul on Southridge. That foul was called on Eidler. And stepping to the free throw line will be Delilah Franzen. Two Walla Walla Daily Grind attempts coming up for Delilah Franzen. The first attempt is off the back of the rim, no good. 16-10 Southridge, 12 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw coming for Delilah Franzen. After much deliberation, the free throw is in the air. It's good. Delilah with her first point of the ball game. And she will check out of the contest, will Delilah Franzen. She is replaced by Shayla Creason. Here come the Suns. Shot clock is off. Here is Luce with the basketball. Into the lane, gets it on the far side. View again obstructed by an official. Shot put up and no good from the far side by McMullen. But a putback is good in the lane to end the first quarter. Gillespie got that one here at the end of the first quarter. Southridge 18, Wahigh 11. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. A Blue Devil pass from the Washington Trust Bank sideline at far side goes out of bounds. And right out of the chute, the Blue Devils throw the basketball away to begin the second quarter. Southridge will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline right at the midcourt stripe. Ball comes into Mercado. Joan Mercado dribbles to the near side, hands it off to Luce. Luce gets it in the lane for Leonard Mercado. Far side, shot put up for three. In and out, a heartbreak. That attempt by Otis. And the Blue Devils possess the basketball. Here is Corinne Hayes. Hayes is harassed in the backcourt, throws a pass that's deflected, but taken by Billingsley. Far side, it goes to Creason. Free throw line extended. Now to Corinne Hayes. Loops it inside for Pierce. Bad pass. It is knocked away. Now a tie ball. Far side. And the alternating possession will favor Southridge. Blue Devils very, very careless in this first quarter in change. Some bad passing, some bad ball handling. Other than that, Blue Devils have not been real sloppy in this contest. Boy, it's not been a real good start for the Blue Devils, who trail 18-11. Here is Leonard Mercado in the lane. Shot over Franzen. She missed it. That ball bouncing off the rim twice. Gracie Pierce gets the rebound. And then had the ball taken away. An attempt by Leonard Mercado inside. It's no good. And again, I'm having to hesitate because I have coaches and officials obstructing my view on many, many occasions thus far. Here is a deuce down low by Gracie Pierce down in the low block right side. Gracie has a half dozen points in the game, and it's 18-13 in favor of Southridge. Here's a pass from the far side going down into the low block, and an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Corinne Hayes. Hayes got the knockaway, but also picked up the foul. And Southridge inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Ball comes into Leonard Otis. Her lay-in put up and good, and a foul called. Leonard Mercado, with the basket. And that foul is called on Lucy Billingsley. And the Blue Devils ask for a timeout. 6:49 left in the second quarter. Southridge 20, Wahai 13, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. And out of the timeout period, Leonard Mercado sinks a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw to complete a three-point play, and Southridge up by 8, 21-13. Franzen into the front court, far side. She'll stop. She'll pop down to the low block and miss. One and done for the Blue Devils. Leonard Mercado with the rebound. Now it's on the far side. A crossover move on the far side by Braylee McMullen results in a two-point field goal in deep on the left-hand side. Southridge, much quicker, much faster, more aggressive. And the Suns leading 23-13. Hayes far side hands it off to Billingsley. Lucy with the basketball, going to hand it off to Creason. Creason far side on the dribble, stops, gets it in for Hayes. Lay-in put up and good by Corinne Hayes. Nice job by Creason to find Hayes inside for the deuce. 23-15 Southridge, 6:03 and counting left in the second quarter. Far side with the basketball is Joan Mercado. Gets it in the far corner to Luce. Three on the way is no good. Rebound is knocked away, but it's taken by Southridge. Olivia Mercado got that one. And now a lost ball on the far side taken by Billingsley. She loses it at midcourt, but recovers. Lucy into the lane. She'll go all the way. Left-handed lay in. Good! Holy Toledo! Lucy Billingsley drives for two, and it's 23-17 in favor of Southridge. 5:34 and counting left in the second quarter. Near side with the basketball is McMullen. She'll go cross-court to Joan Mercado. Three on the way is off the back of the rim. Another offensive rebound for Southridge taken by Leonard Mercado. Her putback is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Southridge. It will be Blue Devil ball. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Sloat is back for Southridge. Makaya Lawyer in for the Blue Devils for Shayla Creason. Pass middle of the floor. Stolen easily by Southridge. Land put up and missed by Leonard Mercado. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Southridge. Another bad pass by the Blue Devils results in a turnover. Lucy Billingsley looking in the middle of the floor for Gracie Pierce. But good defense, good active hands by Southridge. Able to pick the pass off. Far side with the basketball is Sloat. Three from the far side, up and good for Sloat. Another three-point field goal. That is five threes here in the first half for Southridge. The Suns leading 26-17. Here's Gracie Pierce driving far side, and she is going to be blocked and fouled driving down that far side. And that foul is called on Olivia Mercado. That's personal foul number three on Olivia Mercado. Gracie Pierce at the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Southridge. Emma Gillespie in, and she replaces Olivia Mercado. Next Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Gracie Pierce. Upcoming, it is up, and it is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Molly Franklin re-enters for Wahai. She is in for Gracie Pierce, who checks out of the ball game with 8 points. The Blue Devils down 7, 26-19 in favor of Southridge. 4:42 and counting left in the second quarter. Suns in possession. Near side with the basketball is Sloat. 3 on the way. Going to be an air ball. And it's taken by Billingsley. A bad pass taken by Sloat. Sloat reloads inside. Cannot score. And then Billingsley is double teamed in the backcourt. But she is fouled. That's the first personal on Sloat. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in backcourt. Hayes pass in the front court, stolen easily by Southridge. McMullen stole that one at the midcourt stripe. Another bad pass on the part of the Blue Devils. And here's a pass inside for Leonard Mercado. She kicks it to the near side with the basketball is Joan Mercado. Now they swing it into the far corner to Sloat. 12 seconds and counting on the shot clock. Southridge works it around the far side. Three-pointer put up and missed by Sloat. Rebound deflected. Offensive rebound Southridge. Joan Mercado with a basketball. Got it up top to Sloat. Now on the near side it goes to Joan Mercado. High post, shot put up, and off the mark for Gillespie. Defensive rebound taken by Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley, pass on the near side to Franklin. One dribble, baseline jumper is good! Good golly, Miss Molly! Her first two of the game. 26-21, Southridge 335 and counting left in the second quarter, and that is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. A knockaway by Delilah Franzen. Ball off to Lawyer. Lawyer will bounce it near side to Franklin. Now up top to Hayes. Hayes is stripped on the near side. The ball taken by Mercado as bodies hit the deck. Blue Devils turn it over again. And here is a nice pass from the far side. Pass inside for a land that is up and missed by Sloat. And now a loose ball on the baseline and the ball back to Southridge. Again, the Blue Devils' ball handling has left a lot to be desired. The passing at times has left a lot to be desired. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Southridge. Luce has re-entered. And Otis has re-entered. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. 3:10 left in the second quarter. Southridge 26, Wahai 21. Three from the near side by Luce is not there. And the rebound off to Billingsley. Billingsley into the front court. Stops high post up top to Corinne Hayes. Hayes will drive on the far side. Puts up off the glass and good! Corinne Hayes with 8. 26-23 in favor of Southridge. 2:45 and counting left in the second quarter. High post, shot put up, and off in for Otis. Otis scores. She has 5 points in the ball game, and it's 28-23 in favor of Southridge. Near side, here is Franzen. Far side to Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane, and she's going to be called for a travel, and the ball back to Southridge. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Gracie Pierce into the contest. She replaces Delilah Franzen with 2:25 remaining in the second quarter. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Suns in possession of the basketball. Here is a left-handed lay-in put up and good by Leonard Mercado. She has 5 here in the second quarter, and Southridge up 7, 30-23 as we go inside of 2 minutes remaining in the second quarter. And here is a foul on the near side, a reach-in foul called on Leonard Mercado. She got too physical with Makaya Lawyer. And that is 2 on Leonard Mercado. Blue Devils inbounding on the near sideline, just to the right of the Southridge bench. Ball in for Hayes. The ball is knocked away by Joan Mercado and out of bounds. Another careless pass, but the Blue Devils will keep possession of the basketball and inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. 1:53 left in the second quarter, 30-23 in favor of Southridge. Pass inside by Hayes. It's knocked away. It was intended for Pierce, and now we have a tie ball at the top of the key. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Lucy Billingsley to get the basketball in. Hopefully. She does so to Hayes. Left-handed lay-in is good, and there is your Fresh Nature Foods. Out of bounds, play of the game. Corinne Hayes with 10, 30-25 Southridge, 135 and counting left in the second quarter. On the near side with the basketball is McMullen. Gets it in the near corner. Now it is up top. They swing it to the far side to the Suns. A pass inside. They were looking for Leonard Mercado from the far side. The ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And Southridge will inbound on the baseline with 121 left in period two. Ball bounced in near side to Leonard Mercado. Now it is up top to McMullen. In the far corner it goes to Luce. Down to 1 second on the shot clock. They get the three off on the near side. It's up and good for Braylee McMullen as the shot clock expires. 33-25 in favor of Southridge. 1 minute and counting left in the second quarter. Billingsley with a basketball. Bounce it high post to Corinne Hayes. Hayes, one dribble to the free throw line. Attempts a bounce pass. It goes off a Southridge knee and is taken by Joan Mercado. Blue Devils simply forcing too many passes here in the first half, resulting in a lot of turnovers. Here's a three near side put up and missed by Joan Mercado, and the Blue Devils clear the rebound. Lawyer into the front court with a basketball. Bounce it to Gracie Pierce. Pierce goes into the lane, puts it up off the glass too hard, and a rebounding foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. It is called on Corinne Hayes. That's her second. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Lainey Hand, Shayla Creason check in, Corinne Hayes to the sideline along with Makaya Lawyer. Shot clock is off. The Suns, if they choose, can go for the final shot of the second quarter. On the dribble is Joan Mercado. They get it to the far side. Wide open three by Otis is off the rim, no good. Rebound, volleyballed inside. Loose near side, taken by Billingsley. 7 seconds left in the second quarter. Middle of the floor to Creason. Creason stops at the high post. Jumper on the way is a rounded in for Shayla Creason. Deck the halls with a Blue Devil basket. Shayla, la, 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 la. And here at the halftime, the Blue Devils crawl to within six. Southridge, 33. Wahai 27. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff.
And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Southridge Suns here at halftime at 33-27. And our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And we begin our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report with halftime statistics. They are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Spasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half story for Southridge, Leonard Mercado with 5 points, Sloat with 4, Mercado, Olivia Mercado with 2, Otis with 5, Rayleigh McMullen with 5, Emma Gillespie, 2, and Luce with 10. Southridge, 12 first-half field goals, 6 three-point range. The Suns, 3 for 5 from the free-throw line. Southridge was called for 8 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Molly Franklin with 2, Shayla Creason with 2, Gracie Pierce with 8, Lucy Billingsley, 4, Delilah Franzen with 1, and Corinne Hayes with 10. The Blue Devils with 10 first-half field goals, none from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 7 for 8 from the free-throw line. And like the Suns, the Blue Devils were called for 8 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Spasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Southridge 33, Wahai 27. And we will continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment. 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Hey. And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Southridge Suns 33-27 here at the halftime break. And we now continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report by telling you that elsewhere in the Mid-Columbia Conference this evening, on both the boys' and girls' sides, Kamiakin is at Sageview. Pasco is hosting at Chiawana. Kennewick traveling to Hermiston. And Hanford is at Richland. And speaking of Richland, we will be in Richland on Friday night to bring you the Wahai boys' and girls' basketball games against the Richland Bombers. Girls' game scheduled to start at 5:45, followed by the boys' game at 7:30. And we plan to take the air at 5:15 on Friday night from the Tri-Cities right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And then on Saturday, the Pasco Bulldogs will be coming to town to take on the Wahai boys and girls. Girls' game will start at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. And we plan to take the air at 2:45. On Saturday afternoon, right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Southridge 33, Wahai 27. We'll have second half action for you from the Wahai Gym after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. That's about set to begin the second half of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game between the Wahai Blue Devils and Southridge Suns. Southridge with the upper hand at the moment, leading the Blue Devils by a score of 33-27. Another reminder, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is coming up on March the 28th. The event will begin at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be promptly served at 6 o'clock. Tickets are still available, $50 for individual tickets. And if you're interested in being a table sponsor, well, those opportunities are available as well. You can get more information by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. And our third quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Southridge won the first quarter 18-11. The Blue Devils nipped Southridge in the second quarter 16-15. Southridge opens the second half with a 6-point lead 33-27. Southridge in possession of the basketball. Here is Luz Farside at the high post. Gives it off for Joan Mercado. Mercado hands it off to Olivia Mercado. She'll drive into the lane, throw up a left-hander, no good, but she is fouled. And that foul is called on Gracie Pierce. That is her third. And Olivia Mercado will step to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. Southridge increases its lead to 34-27, 21 seconds into the third quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw also good.
for Olivia Mercado. Southridge up 8-35-27. They put up some backcourt pressure. This time it is broken well by the Blue Devils. Gracie Pierce, far side with a basketball. Going to hand it off on the far side to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley on the dribble. Out between the rings. Still on the dribble. Pass on the near side to Franzen. Free throw line extended. It's into the near corner to Billingsley. 8 seconds on the shot clock. One dribble to the wing. Goes far side to Creason. Jumper on the way is off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Southridge. Joan Mercado with the rebound for the Suns, who lead 35-27. Near side with the basketball is Olivia Mercado. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now hands it off to Luce. Luce drives into the lane. Kicks it to the near side for a wide-open three that is off the mark for Joan Mercado. And the rebound off to Gracie Pierce. Now to Corinne Hayes. In the backcourt to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley will drive far side, throw up a left-hander, left it short. Offensive rebound taken by Pierce. Good hustle by Gracie on that occasion. Billingsley up top to Hayes. Corinne Hayes with the basketball. Looks to bounce it inside, and the pass is taken by Southridge, taken by Luce. Near side it goes to Leonard Mercado. Suns in possession, leading 35-27, 6:20 and counting left in the third quarter. With the basketball is Joan Mercado. On the far side it goes, free throw line extended to Olivia Mercado. Looping pass inside. It's taken by Luce, dribbled to the far side. Now it is off to Olivia Mercado. Gets it up top for a three-point attempt that is missed by Leonard Mercado. And the Blue Devils get the rebound. Corinne Hayes near side. She is knocked to the deck. And they're going to give the ball to Southridge. They're going to say she just went down on her own and lost the basketball out of bounds. The Blue Devils turn it over. The ball back to Southridge after the Blue Devil miscue with 5:57 left in the third. 35-27 is our score in favor of Southridge. Far side loose with the basketball. She'll drive into the lane. Kick into the near corner. Wide open three-pointer. McMullen is no good. And the rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes needs some help. Pass on the far side to Billingsley. Billingsley crosses the midcourt line on the dribble. Still on the dribble. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Near side Creason. Creason around a pick by Hayes. She's left open. Puts up a jumper. It is not close. Too strong on that one. And the rebound off to Leonard Mercado of Southridge. Pass in the front court. Behind the defense. Laying the ball up and missing it is McMullen. But she is fouled from behind by Lucy Billingsley. That is two on Lucy Billingsley. And it will mean two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Braylee McMullen. Blue Devils yet to score here in the third quarter. First free throw by McMullen is up and good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Into the ball game is Makaya Lawyer, and she is in for Shayla Creason. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for McMullen. It is up, and it is around and in. And Southridge leads by 10, 37-27. They put up backcourt pressure. Here comes Franzen down the near side on the dribble. Off for Billingsley. Billingsley spin move near side. Stops the dribble. Does a crossover move. Attempted a shot. It really wasn't much of a shot as it goes out of bounds. And the ball back to Southridge. Here comes Sloat with the basketball. I beg your pardon. It is Joan Mercado. Sloat is on the bench. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone at the present time. Here is Leonard Mercado. Gets it inside. Another shot put up wildly. No good. A follow, though, is good by Leonard Mercado, and a foul is called. And that foul is called on Corinne Hayes. That's her third. Team's third. And Sloat checks back into the game for Southridge. A zip zone Conoco substitution. She is in for Luce. Leonard Mercado to the stripe looking to complete a three-point play. The Blue Devils still have not scored here in the third quarter. Free throw in the air for Leonard Mercado's up and good. And Southridge up by a baker's dozen. 40-27. And again, backcourt pressure. Corinne Hayes looking inbound. And before she does, a timeout is called by the Blue Devils with 4:50 left in the third. 40-27 Southridge, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Southridge Suns with a 13-point lead over the Wahai Blue Devil girls. Southridge 40, Wahai 27. In repeating in earlier action this evening, the Wahai Boys Junior Varsity defeated by Southridge 55-53. The Wahai Girls Junior Varsity victorious, a final count of 37-30. The timeout period is over. Southridge will pick up in the backcourt. Corinne Hayes looking to inbound along the Washington Trust Bank baseline in backcourt. The ball into Gracie Pierce. Bounce at middle of the floor to Delilah Franzen. Franzen will bring it up the floor. Going to take it all the way. Lay it up too hard off the glass. And the rebound off to Southridge. Taken by Olivia Mercado. Now on the other side to Sloat. Sloat with the basketball on the dribble. Up top to Joan Mercado. Gets it to the high post to Olivia Mercado. Gets it on the far baseline for a jumper up and good by Leonard Mercado. She has 5 in the quarter, 10 in the game, and Southridge leads by 15, 42-27. Gracie Pierce into the front court, going to stop just inside the free throw line. Short jumper, no good, and the rebound off to Leonard Mercado. Far side, it is Joan Mercado. Bounces it inside. The pass, was it deflected? It was by the Blue Devils' far side, and Southridge will retain. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Not looking good at the moment. Southridge 42 and Wahai 27. 4:03 remaining to be played in the third quarter. Here is Leonard Mercado inside. Puts one up and in. After accepting the out-of-bounds pass. Boy, she's been tough in this third quarter. 44-27 Southridge. And here's a drive by Franzen. And Franzen is going to be fouled. What a nice drive to the goal. And that foul is picked up by Sloat. That is the first foul in the second half on Southridge. And Delilah Franzen to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Molly Franklin in. Corinne Hayes to the sideline. Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight and Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. The second free throw is missed. Rebound run down by a hustling Gracie Pierce up top to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley, spin move at the free throw line. She is double teamed, gets it in the lane for Pierce. Pierce will muscle it up. No, but she is fouled. Nice job by Gracie Pierce, and she is fouled by Joan Mercado. And Gracie Pierce at the stripe for Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 3:37 left in the third quarter. First free throw a little flat and off the front of the rim. It remains 44-28 in favor of Southridge as Pierce prepares for another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. This one in the air, and it rattles home. 44-29 in favor of Southridge. Suns with the basketball. Here is Olivia Mercado. Off for McMullen. Nearly on the dribble against Lucy Billingsley. Goes into the lane. Little crossover move. Puts the ball up and in. Got through two Blue Devils and scored. She has 9 points in the game and a bad inbounds pass taken by Southridge. Another Blue Devil turnover. 46-29 Southridge coming up on the three-minute mark. Time remaining in the third quarter. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane. It is missed by Joan Mercado. And we're going to have a rebounding foul called as a Sun hit the deck. And the foul is called on Gracie Pierce. That is her fourth. Blue Devils give up another offensive rebound, and Southridge will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. But first, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Lainey Hand into the Wahai lineup for Gracie Pierce. Ball inbounded near a corner, taken by Sloat. Sloat goes into the lane by two Blue Devils, puts the ball up and in. Suns making it look easy. They're up 19, 48 to 29. Franklin with the basketball, bounces it in the backcourt to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley between the rings on the dribble. Looking for a cutter, still on the dribble. Now it's Delilah Frenzen with a basketball, far side. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Hand driving near side, kicks the ball. Recovered near side by Micaiah Lawyer. Now it's down to 2 seconds, down to 1 second. They're not going to get a shot off. And the ball back to Southridge and a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Naomi Otis into the game. Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Brody McMullen checks in for the Suns. This quarter has not been a good one. 15-2 Southridge here in the third quarter. Southridge leading the game 48-29. 2:10 and counting left in the third quarter. The pass deflected by Billingsley, but it's recovered by Southridge. Here's a spin move into the lane by Otis, and we're going to have an offensive foul called on Southridge. The spin move by Otis included a hook. She hooked a Blue Devil with the arm. Thus the offensive foul. That's the first on Otis, the third in the quarter on Southridge. Lawyer with a basketball. On the dribble. Near side to Lila Franzen. Franzen, free throw line to Hand. Shot on the way by Lainey. Is in and out of heartbreak, and the rebound comes off to Otis. Here comes Southridge with 1:40 and counting left in the third quarter. Suns 48, Blue Devils 29. Here's a long three from the far side by Mercado. It is an air ball and goes out of bounds. Olivia off target with that one. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Luce is in for Southridge. She is in for Olivia Mercado. Again, Southridge will pick up in the backcourt. Ball inbounded far side to Molly Franklin. Middle of the floor to Delilah Franzen. Franzen near side to Billingsley. Gets it in the low block for Hand. Shot in the lane by Lainey is off the glass and off the iron, and the rebound comes off to Southridge. Sloat with the rebound, and Sloat possesses the basketball. Far side to Luce, back up top to Sloat. Blue Devils in a lady-to-lady defense. Sloat will now drive into the lane. Lost the ball. It is taken by Franklin. Southridge turns it over. Here is Franklin with the basketball. Far side to Billingsley, or to Lawyer, excuse me, near side to Hand. Lainey Hand on the wing. And she will be called for a travel. And the ball back to Southridge. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Raylan McNeil checks in for the Blue Devils. And in for Southridge is Emma Gillespie. 54 and 7/10 seconds remaining in period three. 48-29 in favor of Southridge. Blue Devils without a field goal here in the third quarter. Here's a shot in the lane put up and missed by Otis. Offensive rebound to Southridge and a foul going to be called on the Blue Devils. The foul committed in the act of shooting. Otis rebounded her own and she is fouled by Micaiah Lawyer. Otis to the four Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one is up and good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Creason in for the Blue Devils for Lawyer. And Braylee McMullen back in for Southridge. Otis, second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good, and Southridge leads by 21 points, 50-29. Here's McNeil driving far side. He'll take it all the way. Miss a left-handed lay-in. Rebound deflected to Southridge. Taken by Otis. Now it's loose. Loose on the near side. On the dribble. Picked up by Delilah Franzen. Advances to the middle of the floor on the dribble. Loose will spin, move into the lane. Shot put up with the left hand, not close. Rebound off to Hand, and Hand's pass for McNeil was taken by Southridge. Another Blue Devil turnover. The shot clock is off. Down to 8 seconds left in the third quarter. Loose will bounce it inside. Here's a turnaround shot by Otis. It is good. and she is fouled. And that foul is called on McNeil. That is six fouls in the quarter on the Blue Devils, and Otis to the stripe looking to complete a three-point play. And she does. Ball inbounded far side of McNeil. McNeil on the dribble. That's going to do it for the third quarter. And a disastrous one it was for the Blue Devils. After three, Southridge 53, Wahigh 29. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. 53-29 at Southridge as we begin the fourth and final quarter. The Blue Devils putting up some backcourt pressure, and Southridge going to ask for a timeout before any possibility of a 10-second violation in the backcourt. It is a 30-second timeout, and we will keep it here in the Wahigh gym. Southridge up 53-29 here at the outset of the fourth quarter, and through three quarters, Southridge with 18 field goals in the game, six from three-point range. Southridge 11 of 13 from the free throw line, and Southridge with three players in double figures, led by the 12 points of Leonard Mercado. Otis has 10 and Luce has 10, all of those coming in the first quarter. The Blue Devils did not have a field goal in the third quarter. The Blue Devils were 2-for-4 from the free throw line, and at the moment the Blue Devils led by the 10 points of Corinne Hayes. Gracie Pierce with 9. The timeout period is over. Southridge in possession of the basketball, but not for long. A steal by Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley will take it all the way, take it coast to coast, throw up a shot off the side of the backboard. A follow by Creason, no good. A follow by Gracie Pierce is good. Blue Devils with their first field goal of the second half. It's 53-31 in favor of Southridge. Here is Otis down in the low block. Shot over Pierce, up and good. Nice ball movement on the part of the Suns, who lead 55-31. Franzen in possession of the basketball for the Blue Devils. Near side to Billingsley. Free throw line extended. Lizzie up top to Creason. Far side to Franzen. Inside for Billingsley. The ball knocked away and taken by Southridge. Almost knocked away by the Blue Devils. The ball recovered by Southridge near side. Another Blue Devil turnover. Raylan McMullen with a basketball. Near side to Luce. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone. Looping pass far side, taken by Franzen. Southridge turns it over. Here is Franzen, middle of the floor. Hands it off high post to Billingsley. Lucy on the near side for Creason. Near corner, it goes to Franzen for three, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Southridge, taken by McMullen. Haley McMullen with the basketball. She's going to take it coast to coast and lay it up and in. Nice burst of speed on her part. 11 points in the game, and Southridge leads by 26. 57-31. 6:11 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Corinne Hayes with the basketball, driving near side. She'll throw it up off the glass and good. Despite the contact on the part of McMullen, Corinne Hayes with a dozen points. It's 57-33 in favor of Southridge. The basketball is Gillespie. Now driving on the far side is McMullen. Now they get it back up top. Southridge going to milk a little clock now. Loose on the far side. High post. Otis shot on the way. Off the back of the rim and the rebound off to Haynes. 57-33 Southridge. 2.5 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Haynes driving near side. Throws one up. Hits the side of the backboard. But they're going to call an offensive foul on Corinne Haynes for a push-off near side. Thought the foul would go the other way, but it did not. That is her fourth personal foul. Zip zone Conoco substitutions both ways. The Blue Devils now going with Delilah Franzen, Lainey Hand, Gracie Pierce, Lucy Billingsley, and Shayla Creason. Far side, Olivia Mercado dribbles to the top of the key, hands it off to Joan Mercado. Mercado has the ball knocked away, but it's recovered near side by Olivia Mercado against Lucy Billingsley. Near side to Luce. Luce against Franzen. Into the lane. Going to throw up a scoop shot and miss it. It's knocked out of bounds by Southridge. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 5:04 left in the final period. 57-33 in favor of Southridge. Billingsley inbound, near side to Hand. Southridge drops back defensively as Billingsley crosses the midcourt line. Near side to Delilah Franzen. Franzen on the wing, she'll drive. And she is blocked and fouled as she gets a pass near side to Hand. Blocking foul going to be called on Joan Mercado. That's her second. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court, but first a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Mallory Eidler checks in for the Suns. She replaces Naomi Otis. Ball into Gracie Pierce, top of the key. Far side to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive all the way and score! Lucy with a half dozen in the ball game. It's 57-35 in favor of Southridge. 4:37 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Three from the far side missed by Luce. And the Blue Devils get the rebound. Delilah Franzen into the front court. Pass on the far side, Gracie Pierce. She'll spot up for a three. It's around and off, no good. Hustling for the rebound is Hand, but it's taken by Southridge. Taken by Joan Mercado. Dribbles down the near side. Hands it off to Mercado. Gets it up top to Luce. Luce gets around Creason. Gets into the near corner to Olivia Mercado. Make that. Joan Mercado, I beg your pardon. Olivia Mercado now possesses the basketball, drives far side, throws one up off the glass, missed it. Offensive rebound taken by Eidler. Her follow is not good. Southridge still in possession of the basketball. And here is a bounce pass from the far side inside. It is stolen beautifully by Hand. Far side to Pierce. And now she passes to Billingsley. Tried to save it going out of bounds. Saved it right to Southridge. Suns go to the other end. Miss a lay-in. That missed by Eidler. And the ball out of bounds. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. One for Southridge, two for the Blue Devils. McNeil and Julissa Martinez Melo checks in. Lucy Billingsley to the near sideline. Might have gotten her bell rung a little bit. She's, frankly, the worse for wear. Being tended to by head coach Mike Clark on the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Southridge in possession of the basketball, leading 57-35. Backing in, throwing one up and missing it from the low block is Eidler. Another offensive rebound for the Suns. This one taken by Sloat. Sloat into the lane, loops it inside. There is Eidler. She cannot score, but she is fouled. Foul called on Julissa Martinez-Bailon. And to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, Mallory Eidler. The first is up and in. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Molly Franklin in for the Blue Devils. She replaces Delilah Franzen. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update with 3:12 left in the fourth quarter. Southridge 58, Wahai 35. The Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Eidler. It is up, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound will be kicked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and the ball will stay with Southridge. Not been a good night for the Blue Devils. This Southridge team, much improved. Sloat loops it up top. Olivia Mercado, far side. Now it is off to Sloat, who dribbles to the far wing. She is guarded by Raylan McNeil. Up top to Mercado. Near side, Joan Mercado. Now they get it in the near corner to Leonard Mercado. There's a spin move to the free throw line. Near side to Olivia Mercado for a three that is up and good. Another three-point field goal for Southridge. That is seven in the game for the Suns. Three from the far side by Julissa Martinez-Bailon is off the mark. Southridge comes the other way, leading 61-35. Just inside of 2.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Mercado with a basketball. Near side to Leonard Mercado. Far side to Sloat. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Sloat will bounce it inside. There is Idler. Left-handed shot is blocked by Pierce. And the rebound off to Hand. Now to McNeil. Pass in the front court to Franklin. Franklin will take it in stride and lay the ball up and in. Molly Franklin, 4 points in the game, and it's 61-37 in favor of Southridge. 1:55 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Suns in possession of the basketball, and here's a drive far side. Lay-in put up and good by Olivia Mercado. 63-37 Southridge. Franklin pass inside for Hand. Laney Hand near side to McNeil. McNeil driving near side. Throws up a runner, no, but she is bodied and fouled. And that foul is called on Sloat. And Raylan McNeil to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is no good. Simpson Conoco substitutions. Micaiah Lawyer into the game for Gracie Pierce. Southridge with a couple of substitutions. Into the ball game, Brody McMullen and Emma Gillespie. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for McNeil. It is up, and it's an air ball and goes out of bounds. Blue Devils now 9 for 14 in the game from the free throw line. They were 7 for 8 in the first half. 90 seconds left in this one, 63-37 in favor of Southridge. Suns with a basketball. Near side, it's Gillespie. Up top to Mercado. Olivia gets it up top for Sloat. Sloat to the free throw line. Near side, Emma Gillespie for three, and that one finds the mark. 66-37 in favor of Southridge. Lawyer near side to Alyssa Martinez-Bailon. On the dribble, she'll bounce a pass that is off the leg of McNeil, recovered by Hand. Near side McNeil, three on the way is a little too strong, and the rebound off to Southridge. That one taken by Idler, outlets it on the far side to Olivia Mercado. Into the front court she comes, down the near side, stops. Up top to Brody McMullen, now it is up top to Gillespie. 35 seconds and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here's a lane inside that is blown by Idler. But Southridge takes the ball away from the Blue Devils. Olivia Mercado can't score inside, and here come the Blue Devils. Near side, here is McNeil. McNeil will run over his son and pick up an offensive foul as Emma Gillespie hit the deck. The shot clock is off. No reason for the Suns to shoot the basketball. And a very nice win for Southridge on the road. Down to 14 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Southridge possesses the basketball. Here's a strong play, but it's going to result in a miss by Idler inside. Down to 2 seconds, 1 second. Lawyer launches it from about 35 feet, and the ball hits the backboard, and this ball game is over. Final score, Southridge 66, Wahai 37. We'll be back the Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time.
Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's pappyspizzaandpasta.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls defeated by the Southridge Suns here tonight by a score of 66-37. Now we get our postgame show. It's presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And we begin with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. And we are going to award Gracie Pierce. She had 11 points in the contest. Also showed some good hustle at times during the course of this ball game. What was a rather disappointing night for the Wahai girls. Before her efforts tonight, we recognize Gracie Pierce as our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game. We now continue with final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring of the game for Southridge, Leonard Mercado with 12, Sloat with 6, Olivia Mercado with 9, Otis with 12, Idler 1, Braylee McMullen with 11, Emma Gillespie with 5, and Luce with 10. Southridge 23 field goals in the ball game, 8 from long distance. The Suns 80% from the free throw line, 12 out of 15, and Southridge was called for 13 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Molly Franklin with 4, Shayla Creason with 2, 11 points for Gracie Pierce, Lucy Billingsley with 6, Delilah Franson 2, Corinne Hayes with a dozen. The Blue Devils with 14 field goals in the game. They did not have a single field goal from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils just under 65% from the free throw line, 9 out of 14, and the Blue Devils were called for 17 personal fouls. And that's going to do it for final statistics. They were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. That's going to do it for our post-game show. On the girls' side, it was presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We will begin our boys' pregame show presented by Hutchins Family Farms in just a few moments. One final time, we'll tell you the Wahai Blue Devil girls losing tonight to the Southridge Suns. The final score, Southridge 66 and Wahai 37. Coming up next, the beginning of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.